Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication which helps raise your business profile and enhance your personal brand in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Mr. Tyrone A. Reed II about the worst mistakes to make before buying your home. Our guest today is a native of New York City and raised in Georgia. He's a graduate of Southern Illinois University at Carbondale and a proud U.S. Air Force veteran. Today, he's a mortgage banker with the Family Mortgage Team. His organization educates and navigates people through the mortgage process to successfully purchase or refinance their homes. We are so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Business Guide Network, Mr. Tyrone A. Reed II, by popular demand. Welcome back to Spark Plug Radio.
It's good to be back. Thank you for having me, Spark Plug, and thank you so very much. I'm just glad to be a part of this. Before we jump into this, I'd just like to just say, you know, my heart and my prayers go out to the Kobe Bryant family and all the other families who were involved in that horrific crash almost 2 weeks ago. And, you know, my heart and prayers go out to them.
Most definitely. We appreciate that. Well, Mr. Reed, how's everything going for you today, sir?
Absolutely incredible. Morning's off to a great start. The day's off to a great start. And I got a kiss from my little girl. So, you know, hey, that makes it.
All right. Well, Mr. Reed, you say that the first mistake you can make before buying a new home is to buy a new car. Why is this one decision one of the worst mistakes you can make?
Well, I tell you, I'm happy that I got a chance to actually talk on this. That's a very good question. You know, right now it's the beginning of tax season, and you know, people are starting to get their refunds, and you know, they're already making plans for what they're going to do with their refund money. And in some cases, there are a lot of those people who are thinking about buying a house. But the worst thing that you really can do, number one, is buy a car. And the reason why that is that when we are, well, I should say underwriting, but when we're evaluating a person, we kind of use the pie concept. Everybody loves pie. So you got to remember, a pie is one size. And every slice that you take out of that, you know, it's not going to give you more pie. It's just, you know, the more people that are trying to get some, the smaller the slices have to be. So that's how we kind of evaluate a loan. So if you go out and you go buy a brand new car, and let's just say that car, it doesn't really matter the amount, but I'm just going to say it's $500. That's $500 less out of your pie that you have to spend on paying your mortgage. And so now you become a higher risk. And if by chance you already have a deal that's in the works, that buying that car could kill it, you know, before we even finish. And so, you know, if you're like, you know, middle class income, or you know, you're very tight in terms of your debt to income and ratios, please hold off on buying that car until after you close on your house, because that's easier to buy then, and it doesn't impact your ability to buy your house.
All right. Well, you also believe the second worst mistake you can make before buying your new home is to change your job or retire from your job. Why is this a big mistake?
Well, the biggest mistake is that when you change your job, you know, it's your income is not necessarily going to be the same or guaranteed from what it previously was. Now, there are a few differences or caveats, I should say, to that. Like, say, for instance, if you're a lawyer or you're a doctor and, you know, you go from basically one hospital to another, or you change from one practice to another, you know, that's a little bit different. But, you know, for everybody else, you know, you have to have a 2-year work history. That in and of itself, most people can actually do. But the income piece of it, when you move to a new job, the stability that you, it's a lack of stability that you have by moving to that new job because now you're in a probationary period, and it's not guaranteed that, you know, from the historicals that you're actually going to still be in that job. The other part of it is if you retire, and let's just say, you know, you were making, what's it, $10,000 a month. Well, now all of a sudden you retired, and now you're making $5,000. So I've got less money to work with in terms of getting you approved for that loan. So the best thing for you to do is if you know for certain that you want to buy a house, let's say within the next 6 to 12, 18 months, make certain that you buy it while you're still working and before your income takes a dip.
All right. Well, why is opening new or closing existing accounts a no-no before buying your new home?
Well, it kind of goes back to number two with what we were just saying, what I was just saying there, because whenever you open a new account, that is potentially saying that, hey, you know, I went and I opened up a new credit card, I bought, you know, a new this, that, and the other, and so now you've just increased your debt to income ratio. You've been taking on more debt, and by taking on more debt, again, you have less money to commit toward your mortgage. Now, the biggest thing with credit is we look at overall credit utilization. So let's say, you know, from a regular consumer standpoint, you may say, oh, okay, I'll go and I'm going to pay this card off, and that way it'll help my credit score, and then I'm going to close the account. Well, what it does now is you have just decreased your ability or your credit utilization ability. And so now that's actually going to tank your score as opposed to, you know, increase it. So what we look at is we look at how much revolving outstanding credit do you have and what percentage of that revolving credit do you have available. The more you have available, meaning that the lower the amount that you've charged on your cards, the higher your score is going to be impacted. Conversely, if you run your cards up or you close an account, it has just the opposite effect. So that's not something that underwriting likes to see. It's very, very difficult to get around that. So please don't do that.
All right. Well, Mr. Reed, you also believe that one of the worst mistakes you can make before buying a new home is to co-sign on anyone else's loan. How can this reduce your chances of getting your home loan approved?
You know, Spark Plug, I could just spend a whole interview just on this alone. But what happens is when, you know, you co-sign for somebody, and let's just say in this case it may be a husband co-signing for a wife or vice versa, or a parent co-signing, you know, for a student loan or a car or anything like that. You know, from a familial standpoint, you don't really stop and think about how it's going to impact your credit situation, because now you co-signed for somebody, okay? And so now not only is your credit being evaluated, but now their credit is also being evaluated as well. So, you know, if you co-sign for someone and they're making the payments and you can prove that they're making the payments, hey, you know, it's no problem. But what happens if, you know, that person doesn't pay? And if that person does not pay, and you don't have the ability to not only handle your debt and your potential mortgage, but also their debt as well, too, that you've just, you know, co-signed and become a part of, then, you know, you're more than likely you're not going to get approved for your loan depending upon, you know, your income and what have you. So it's never really a good idea to do that. If you're going to do it, wait until after you purchase your house.
All right. And last but definitely not least, you don't want to make the mistake of spending large amounts of money, especially your own money, if it's your down payment. Who actually does this and why would they do it?
You know, again, it's tax season. That's not the only excuse, really. So the big problem with this right here of actually making, you know, large deposits or spending large amounts of your money is that when we look at your loan, we look at a lot of documentation. A lot of it also, too, has to do with your bank account as well. So whenever we see, large cash deposits or we see large withdrawals or purchases and what have you, we're going to want an explanation for where that money came from or where that money went. Now, let's just say if you, if you're using a personal account that, it frequently has large deposits and large withdrawals, and you can show, over a 6 or 12 month period that that's the norm for you, that's fine. But, in most cases, that's not the norm for average people. So, if you get a check from the lottery and you put that money into your account, that makes sense, because that's like a one-time occurrence. But what a lot of people tend to do is, they'll put large amounts into their account. They don't think about how it's going to impact, or they don't talk to the loan professional about how it might impact, your ability to do your loan, because underwriting will look at every little bit. They're going to scrutinize every little bit. The biggest thing about those large deposits that, they look at is they'll say, hey, is this person actually getting a loan, if you will, to cover their down payment, or are they getting a loan to cover their closing costs? And so now that will, if that were the actual case, it now again impacts your debt and to your income ratio, and that's never a good thing. So, you want to make sure that, we're not causing any unintended ripples with your overall picture of what we're looking at when we're trying to do a loan for you.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listening audience about your experience so far advertising your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
Yeah, I tell you, I am so far so good. I am really enjoying being part of this family. This is I've actually already got some calls and actually some loan business as well as a result of the first interview that I did with the People You Need to Know. And I intend to continue and deepen this relationship, with People You Need to Know as we move forward through 2020.
All right. We look forward to having you back on the show again, okay?
I appreciate and relish opportunities to always come back and share what I have to offer. And thank you for having me on the show again today.
Well, Mr. Reed, finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Oh, the best, easiest way to connect with me is you can connect me through email at tytymg3@gmail.com, or you can hit me by phone with 678-831-6999.
Are you? Let's see here. It looked like we lost Mr. Reed, if you can give me a call back in, because you kind of broke up and then we lost you. So we're going to wait a second before we hang up and let Mr. Reed see if he can call back in here and give out his contact information. Once again, you listen to Spark Plug Radio, and we were talking with Mr. Tyrone A. Reed II about the 5 worst mistakes to make before buying your new home. And we just lost him on the line. Hopefully he'll call right back in so we can get his necessary information. Mr. Reed is going to be in our upcoming new publication that's going to be available next week in the People You Need to Know, The Beauty of Women Working Together edition, and the men who support them. Let's see if Mr. Reed gives us a call back. It doesn't look like he's going to be calling back in. So, you've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta business owners and professionals. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank the Sparkplug Radio team for doing another awesome job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio. So until next time, this is Sparkplug reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to get more contact information for Mr. Tyrone Reed, the mortgage guy, please feel free to give our office a call at 770-460-5995, and we'll be happy to forward you his number since I don't have it handy at this particular time. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.